الله وبركاته. سورة الأعراف آية نمبر 175 page number 173. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ الذي آتيناه آياتنا فانسلخ منها فأتبعه الشيطان فكان من الغاوين. ولو شئنا لرفعناه بها ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث. ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. ساء مثلاً القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Is the person who has faith, person who's religious, person who's practicing his religion, his Islam, is he going to stay like that for the rest of his life? Or maybe one day he will change? The answer is in the Holy Quran, in this verse 175, Allah says yes. He might change one day. So don't take yourself and your religion and your faith for granted. Never say that I was born in a religious family, practicing family. I started praying at the age of 8, 10. I'm fasting now. I recite the Quran. I practice my religion, my Islam. And I would remain for the rest of my life until I die. Allah says, don't take that for granted. The hadith says, قَدْ يُصْبِحُ الْعَبْدُ كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُسْلِمًا وَقَدْ يُصْبِحُ مُسْلِمًا وَيَمْسِي كَافِرًا. A person could wake up in the morning as a good believer, but by the end of the day, he ends up a disbeliever. Or maybe he begins his day as a disbeliever, non-practicing, by the end of the day he becomes good Muslim. Hadith mi farmayat. Gahi awqat insan, sobh ke bidar mishe musalmune khubiye, vali shab ke barmigarde khune munafiq shode, kafir shode. از دین برگشته. یا برعکس، صبح که بیدار شده از خدا خبر نداره، ولی شب که میشه مؤمن خوبی میشه، مسلمان خوبی میشه. Do not take religion for granted. Every hour of our life, I would not say every day, every hour is a test. Is a test. We are put to test. Every hour, every morning, every afternoon, every evening, every night, we are put to test. Our faith is put to test. So we have to work out. We have to maintain that faith. We have to increase it. We have to protect it. If we just leave it, it will go away. Religion needs maintenance. In this verse, 175, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ Oh, Ya Rasulullah, say to your community, rehearse to them, tell them the story of that man. What man? Historians, some say that man was during the time of the Prophet. He was a good man. And he told the people that there will be a prophet coming. This is his name, this is his character. But when the prophet came, he rejected him. In the beginning, he was good. But then, when he was put to test, he failed. But most of them, they say, no, this did not happen during the time of the prophet. It happened during the time of Musa, alayhi salam, the community of Bani Israel. There was a highly religious man. To the extent, he was mustajabu al-da'wah means there are people who reach some levels in their certitude, yaqeen, in their iman, in their faith, that once he says, Ya Allah, Allah says, Labbaik, what do you want? Allah would respond to them. He's not a prophet, huh? He's neither a prophet, nor imam, nor infallible. Mu'min, wali. He purified himself. He cleansed himself from sins, from ma'asi, from violations, from jealousy, from hate. He dedicated his heart to Allah. Allah says, Abdi ata'ni. Abdi, my servant, listen to me, obey me. Takunu mithli. You will be like me. تَقُولُ لِلشَّيْءِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ You give direction. You give order to things to be, they will be. You become like Allah. Allah will give you. Allah will delegate some of His powers and authorities to you, the servant. A bandai man, as man ta'atkun, man betuye niruye khas se midahan. Be chizha migi bashid ina khalq mishan. می باشم دعات را مستجاب میکنیم. This is was one of the men in the community of Bani Israel. They mention his name, Hebrew name, Balaam. To the extent he became the right hand of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam trusted him, depended on him. He sought some help from this man. Look at his faith. But then Allah says, I shall put him to test. Allah will put us to test. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ Allah says, you think we send you to paradise without putting you to test? Some of these tests are very severe to the extent that you lose your religion. You almost lose your religion. You lose your faith in God. We put you to test. Sometimes physical illness, sometimes you lose your job, sometimes you lose your family, your house, your son, your hope, we put you to test to see whether you stick to God or you abandon God. This man, Allah puts him to test. But rather than, Allah says, rather than this many years of worshipping and dua makes him go up, gets closer to Allah, he went down the opposite direction. He collapsed. He collapsed. He was a scholar. He was a mu'min. He was a man with talents, with potentials, exceptional man in his iman, in his ilm. in his knowledge, in his wisdom, in his farsightedness. But Fir'aun invited him to work for him. Allahu Akbar. This is very dangerous. Fir'aun, the tyrant, he said to him, "You're working for Musa for what? You have no future. Come and work with me. Come and help me. Come and support me. Come and give legitimacy to my government." And this man, subhanAllah, despite many years of worshipping, but sometimes it does not help. Sometimes it doesn't help. So he accepted Fir'aun's invitation and he joined his ranks and he abandoned Musa. Rather than focusing on the Akhirah, he was with the best group, with Musa alayhi salam, the messenger of God, the universal messenger, rather than staying with him. But in a small test, he lost his faith, he lost his connection with Allah, and he chose to be with Fir'aun. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ Say to your community, Ya Rasulallah, نَبَأَ الَّذِي The story. The story. نَبَأ means the story. Of the man to whom we sent our signs. Clear signs. And when you receive the clear signs, you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا But he passed them by in salakh. In salakh, peeled off. The exact meaning of it in English, peeled off. Do you sometimes watch the Discovery Channel or the Animal Channel? Sometimes we get bored of Insan Channel and Human Channel. We watch Animal Channel to learn from animals. Sometimes they show some of the snakes, and these snakes, at certain seasons, at certain time, they change their skin. Have you seen the old skin? How she gets out of the old skin, peels off the old skin. This is selkh, they call it selkh, peeling off the skin. Iman was so attached to this man that Allah uses this term in salakh. He was engulfed by iman, surrounded by iman, covered by iman, protected by iman and faith. But when he was put to test, he peeled off the faith. He peeled it off. Very good example, huh? Yani Allah says his iman was not shallow. It was not low. It was very high. This was not an ordinary man. One day he would pray, the other day he doesn't have four prayers. No. A man of deep faith, but still dunya deceived him. Dunya deceived him. Dunya is dangerous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Dawood, Ya Dawood, inna akhira ma yakhruju min qalb al-mu'mini hubbu al-dunya. The last thing that exits the heart of the believer, huh? Hubbu al-dunya, attachment to dunya. Yani Khudawand mi farmayad ke hatto mu'minan ha, unayi ke ahl namaz o ibadat o taqwa hassan, baz ham hubb dunya dar dil inha ye jaygah khasi dare. Be asuni kharij nemishe. Kharij nemishe. Didam afradi ke برای حج میرن و عبادت و فلان و اینا و ماه مبارک و نماز شب بعدن در یه امتحان کوچولو یه عروسی کوچولو یه جای میذارن عجب بیا ببین این آقا چه کارهایی میکنه پس اون ماه رمضان و عبادت و نمیدونم احیا و نماز شب و سینه زنی و امام حسین و امام عباس و نمیدونم کجا رفتن اینا کجا رفت در یه امتحان کوچولو همه اینا میره تست لایف از تست Believe me, every day there is a test for us. Every day there is a test. Dunya is deceiving. Dunya deceives us. Dunya deceives the most powerful believer. the most powerful believer, and this is the example in the Quran. Surah Al-A'raf 175. This man, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. When he chose to peel off his faith, to abandon his faith, فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ. Shaytan followed him. But the choice was him, huh? It was his choice first. And seconded by the deception of the Satan. Not that the Satan deceived him. Hawa nafs, his own desire. فَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. Because we have one Satan inside, which is hawa, hawa nafs, the desire. Havas wa hawa. Inam ye shaytaniye. Inam ye shaytaniye. Inam karish as shaytan khariji battare. Va qavitare. Va muhkamtare. Shaytan dakhili. Hawa wa havas. فَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. So when he had the choice to do good, but he opted for evil and bad, then Satan came and compounded his misguidance. Compounded it. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. The result was فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Unfortunately, he went astray. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very interesting. In 176, Allah says, we could have saved him. We could have stopped him from going into the wrong direction. But we didn't do that. Why we didn't do that? Can you answer me? Allah says, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا. Had we willed, لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Had we willed, we could have stopped him from going into Fir'aun's side, the wrong side, the evil side, but we didn't do that. Why God didn't do that? I'm asking you. Huh? Give him a choice. We have a free will. If every time someone wants to do something wrong, Allah says, no, stop. Nobody will do wrong. And what will happen to us? We are like robots. Allah wants us only to do good. He doesn't want us to do bad. He will curb us. He will intercept us. He will stop us. Then we are doing nothing but good. And if we are doing good, only good, why we are here in this dunya? He should take us right away to paradise. Wasting his time and creating me, bringing me with this hassle to this life. He knows I am doing only good. So let him talk. Allah says, no. I bring me to this dunya to put you to test. I give you the choice. You do good and you do bad. However, I would tell you that this is bad. بتو هشدار میدم که این کار اشتباهیه. اما میخوای کار اشتباه انجام بدی، غلط انجام بدی، ما جلوتو نمیگیریم. You are free. We would tell you, we will guide you, we will warn you. We will warn you. The government warn us, don't speed on the freeway. If you speed, there are consequences. You get the ticket, citation, and above the ticket, what is it? You lose 3 points, 6 points, 9 points. After that, what will happen to you? Huh? They take your license from you. You are crippled. And if you don't have a driver's license in California, khalas, you have to die. No future for you. You can't get anywhere. But then, if you choose to speed, they are not going, someone sitting next to you, he says, no, don't speed. No. Because they already told you. So they leave the choice for you. They leave it for you. You can't, when they stop you, you can't tell them, I didn't know. They tell you, listen, every few feet, there is a sign warning you. Speed limit is 65. There are signs. Allah says, we give you signs, people. We give you signs day and night. Signs after signs after signs. Don't violate. Don't do wrong. But when you decide through your free will to do something wrong, we are not going to stop you. We are not going to stop you. Because this is against Allah's justice. against his hikmah and expediency, he would not stop us. Because we have choice. We are not animals. They stop the animals. They say to the animals, oh, don't cross the street. But they don't do that to human being. They don't do that because he has choice. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا He was full of potential. His iman and his faith could have took him higher and higher and higher. But he chose, through his free will, he chose, وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ He decided to incline, أخلد, to crush himself, suppress himself to the ground. Not to elevate himself, not to promote himself, to demote himself to the ground. Allah says, I am trying to pull you off the earth. The earth, every day, every single day, every single second, there is a battle wrestling between two powers. Spiritual powers that wants to take us up, and material power that wants to pull us down. Every second, every minute, every hour. The choice is yours. Do you want to give in to the material choice? You stay down. Do you want to listen and obey the spiritual, moral, ethical, religious choice? You can go up. It's up to you. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ Hawa is very dangerous. Hawa comes to me every day, every night. Oh, do this, eat this, say this, go here, don't do that, skip this. You know how many times before Salatul Fajr, Shaytan comes to us and Hawa nafs and says, oh, listen, you went to bed late last night, you need to rest. Salah, you can do it. With noon prayers, combine it with noon prayers. چند دفعه این شیطان میاد قبل از بیدار شدن ما برای نماز صبح. 10 دفعه میاد، 20 دفعه. بخواب بابا، حالا چیه شما؟ وقت دارید؟ خسته‌اید اینا؟ بلند ساعت 8 بلند میشید، 10 بلند میشید. اون روز یه نفر میگفت من خیلی دعا میکنم که خدا نماز صبح ساعت 9 صبح بذاره. گفتمش این دعا قابل قبول نیست. So, the shaitan, whenever we want to do something good, he wants to distract us. Don't do that. Many women, they say, we try to wear the hijab. I decide Monday, from Monday, inshallah, when I go to work, I will go with hijab. But Sunday night, something happens to me. Monday morning, before I leave and go to work, I change my mind. I am weak, I cannot go. One of them was telling me, I have this struggle forever with me. Every day I decide to wear the hijab, but I am weak. Then I change my mind. Some of them, they put on the hijab for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, they took it off. We need to have resolution. We need to be powerful. We need to have something called the power of resistance, muqawama. Power of resistance. Because the pressure is a lot. The pressure, internal pressure, hawa nafs, external pressure, shaitan, the big shaitan, and there are a small shayateen with it, you know, helping that big shaitan. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَمَثَلُهُ Allah gives this here a very beautiful parable and example. The example of the dog. Allah says, this man who left Musa after being number one in terms of iman and faith and commitment in the community of Musa, and he chose to leave Musa, abandon him, and change 180 degrees and goes to Fir'aun, this man is like a dog. A dog who's thirsty. This man was thirsty. The dog is thirsty for what? For water. Have you seen the dog which is thirsty? Alhamdulillah, in America, dogs are spoiled. They don't get thirsty or hungry. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. They have shelters, they have medicine, vets, they take them to their own doctors and, you know, check up physically. We can't afford physical checkup, but the dog and the cats, they can. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, one day we will get the same. But in certain countries, I've seen them. In the desert, you see a dog, thirsty. How do you know this dog is thirsty? Huh? His mouth is out of his tongue. This means that this animal is thirsty. Allah gives this example. He says, this man was thirsty for what? For akhirah or for the dunya? He was thirsty for the dunya. This is the thirst. This is what the thirst for the dunya does to us. We lose our iman. Because of enchantment, because of the hunger, the thirst for this little dunya, dunya that we're going to leave and go. Yesterday I was at Garden Grove, they brought janazah. Janazah of a man in his 40s. 40 years old is very young. We consider him very, very young. Janazah of a man in his 40s. Did he know that he's going to die? He didn't. Full of ambition, you know, dreams, as a family. He has a future. He has to go. This is the story of life. This is the story of life. We fight for the dunya, the husband and the wife nowadays. Marriages are collapsing. 99% reason of that? Over money. Over money. 99%. They are fighting over money. Material things. A money that they're going to leave behind and go. The money that they are not going to take with them to the grave. And they know that. But still, they are deceived, enchanted by dunya. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ دُنْيَا فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِنْ تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ. If you attack the dog, he lulls out his tongue. Or if you leave him alone, he still lulls out his tongue. إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم. Beautiful, beautiful conclusion. This is the similitude, the example, the parable of those who reject our signs. Reject our signs. فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. يا رسول الله, relate to them these stories. Perchance, maybe they reflect one day. Maybe. We listen to these stories. Sometimes we memorize them. We go home, we forget everything. It's like children. When they say or do something bad, parents, they come, they discipline them, they lecture them. He says, no, this was my last time. I would never do it. The following, not day, following hour, he does exactly the same, even worse. Even worse. We act like children sometimes. We listen to the mawa'id. Huh? Believe me. If we really pray 5 times a day, we would never commit any sin. Any sin. If we really pray 5 times a day. باور کنید اگر ما واقعا نماز واقعی را بخوانیم. این نمازهای ما همش علکیه. همش علکیه. اگر نمازهای ما واقعی باشه, روزی 5 دفعه نماز میخونیم, باور کنید هیچ گناهی مرتکب نمیشیم. نه غیبتی میکنیم, نه دروغی, نه دزدی, نه هیلگری, نه تقلب, نه هیچ. ولی نمازهای ما خودش تقلبی است. نماز واقعی نیست دیگه. ولی خود نماز, ارزش نماز و تأثیر نماز زیاده. پیغمبر اکرم میگن مثل یه رودخونه است که شما ببینید یه فرد 5 دفعه میره داخل این رودخونه, دیگه چرک بر بدنش باقی میمونه؟ نه, 5 دفعه در روز. یه نفر میره زیر دوش, پنج دفعه در روز. چی میشه دیگه اونجا؟ ولی ما اثر نمیذاره، چون نمازهای ما الله اکبر رو میگیم، ولی کله من و فکر من پیش اون نهاری که داریم و اون نمیدونم چیز بعد از نهاری که جایی که میخواییم بریم و نمیدونم فرداش چی کار میخواییم بکنیم و بچه‌مون چی شد و نمیدونم مغازم چی شد و از این چیز هست. فایده نداره دیگه. نمازه اثر نداره، قیام و رکوع و سجود و اینا هیچ، ورزشه. Mechanical. We treat religion like mechanics. Mechanics. Exercise. Physical exercise, not spiritual exercise. But if we pay attention to the salat, the dua that we read, this dua, يَا مَنْ أَرْجُوهُ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَآمَنُ سَخَطَهُ عَنْدَ كُلِّ شَيْرٍ. If I interact with this dua and read it and understand it and love it and abide by it, abide by the dua, I would never do sin. I would never abuse anyone. I would never lie to anyone. I would never steal from anyone. But because we read and we don't understand. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصِ فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Then in 177 Allah says, سَاءَ مَثَلًا الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ الْقَوْمُ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Evil as an example are people who rejected our signs. وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ. Beautiful. وَأَنفُسَهُمْ, and wrong their own souls. They are hurting their own selves. People who are rejecting God and His instructions, they disobey Him, are they hurting God? Huh? They are not hurting God. Nothing can hurt God. They are hurting themselves. وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ. But now sometimes they don't realize, they don't understand, but then later on in their life, they're going to feel the pain, the loss. They say, I haven't experienced that. I was told that when someone is hit by a bullet, the first few seconds, he doesn't know. He doesn't feel the pain, the first few seconds. Later on, his hand is burning. First, he doesn't know. Some people, how do they know that they were... I know a man was hit by a bullet in his chest. He says, I didn't know. I turned, I moved. Somebody said, whoa, what's here? There is a blood. I said, yeah, there is a blood. What is it? Then after a few seconds or a minute or two, I realized there is a bullet inside. But I didn't realize the first. First, when it hit me, I didn't realize. Then I saw the blood, I knew that there is a bullet here. We are like that. When we do the violation, we don't realize. And then we start saying, I didn't do something wrong. Everyone is doing that. This is something little. I can recover. We don't even pay attention to it. Later on, we pay the price. بعضی از خانم ها و آقایان اینا کردیت کارت دارن، میرن بازار خرید میکنن، خرید، هر چی که میخوان و نمیخوان و ارزش داره و نداره خیال میکنن یه هنره، کردیت کارت داره. بعدن روزی که بیل میاد دم در خونه، میزنن روی کلشون، ای وای چیکار کرد. At the time of the sin, we don't realize and we don't understand what we are doing. Later on, we will feel the pain. Allah says, وَأَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ فَقْصُصِلْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ. Those who reject our signs and disobey us and commit sin and abuse themselves and abuse others, they are hurting themselves, not hurting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ. Inshallah, we will see you Salatul Jumu'ah tomorrow at 1 p.m. and Milad, the celebration of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Mawla al-Mu'ahideen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam, on Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, on Saturday, this coming Saturday after tomorrow at 7:45, inshallah, we begin the Salat. And immediately the celebration begins after Salat al-Maghrib and Isha. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amman yujibul mudharra idha da'ahu wa yakshifus su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية. یه مریض سرطانی داریم آیا سید محمود، امروزم پیششون بودم، التماس دعا دارن از همه شما. اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافيه المرضى المنظورين. اللهم البسهم ثوب الصحه والعافيه وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان والى ارواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحه مع الصلوات.